I'm William Cooper, and you're listening to the Hour of the Time. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is going to be open phones. We'll take your call. See what's on your mind. Discuss anything you want to. I don't care what the subject is. Just make sure that you're polite and can talk about it intelligently. If you disagree, that's fine, as long as you're intelligent and polite. Anything else? As always, we'll get dumped. So, you got an opportunity, folks, to say something or ask a question that could illuminate the world, or you can make an utter and total complete ass of yourself. It's up to you. The number is 520-337-2922. Don't go away. I'll be right back and take your calls.
All right, baby. Here we go with another call out of the stations. Can you dig it?
Gary.
Hey, the other night I called, I had some questions, and I was wondering, I hear things about government mind control where they've been working on mind control experiments and stuff. Is a lot of that bunk, or is it pretty well factual, do you think?
No, this is factual. They've been working on that for many, many years. In fact, since before World War II.
Okay. I've been hearing about these ground wave emergency network transmitters. They're supposed to be stationed across the United States. And I was wondering if you knew anything about them. What info, we found one outside of Billings, Wyoming. Latitude and longitude matched what we had on the list. But if you knew anything about them, and if you heard anything about them at all.
Yeah, I've been paying attention to it for a lot of years.
Uh-huh.
It was first developed, they say, for communication with deep submerged atomic submarines. And from my knowledge from the submarine service, that is one of the methods used to communicate with submarines that are submerged to the deepest depths for like 3 months at a time. And they also have other capabilities. One capability is, and I'm talking about the ELF in particular, one capability is that it can alter the mood of a population that it is broadcast into.
Uh-huh.
It can make people euphoric. It can make people suicidal. It can make them fall into a deep depression. You know, it just depends upon the particular hertz that's being broadcast. It's for what duration and what kind of modulation, all kinds of things that they can put into these. Yeah, there's been a lot of research done on it. There are some books written about it. None of the titles come to my mind right at this moment. But
Dark Currents by Dr. Robert Becker.
Yeah, that's one.
Okay. We discovered one outside of Billings. We noticed a circular area said no plowing or cultivating past this point. It was a U.S. government site. And then I got to looking after I got a list of where some of the sites were, and one of them was Canton, Oklahoma.
Well, the problem with these things is they say that they're for communication with deep submerged atomic submarines.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, if they really were, they'd be on the coast, not in Oklahoma and Wyoming and Kansas and Montana and Ohio and the places where they're being found.
Have you done any shows, or could we get any more information from you on that, or should we just go ahead and try to reach some of those other authors?
No, I haven't done any shows on it. Don't intend to. I'm trying to save a nation. If we can save a nation, we can take care of that.
Uh-huh.
So,
well,
I work with the big picture. Everybody else has got to work with the little picture.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. It's just that my efforts are to a bigger picture.
You know, some of us are just alarmed that they're, you know, such as before the Oklahoma bombing, a lot of people were in a depression. They couldn't understand why. There were reports of some possibly ELF being used, and we had noticed that there had been...
Well, now, I have relatives who live in Oklahoma, and I never heard any of that.
Okay. All right, well, thanks a lot, Bill.
You're welcome. I'm not saying it didn't occur. I'm just saying my relatives never heard of any of it. Thank you for calling.
Good night.
Good night. 520-337-2922. And don't forget, this number is our fax number for the other 23 hours of the day. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper, I have a very pointed question for you. What is this obsession would you have with scatological references such as poopy diapers and all that?
Are you one of those people?
No, I don't happen to be one of those people.
Then what is your problem?
Well, your problem is you must have been traumatized because that's all you ever talk about with me.
No, that's not all I ever talk. I only talk about it when little poopy diapers call.
Well, can't you use, don't you have some kind of, like, imagination to use another name or something?
I thought
like
that was...
That's all you think about?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you would like to use another word, I suggest you get your own radio show.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's why you let other people get on your show, and that's okay. That's okay.
Didn't I let you get on and voice your opinion?
Mm-hmm.
Then what's your problem?
Well, what is your problem? Well, I asked you what your problem...
I don't have one little poopy diapers. So you see, what really bothers him is he's one of them. Otherwise, he wouldn't be upset by it. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Fine.
Good. I'd like to ask you a question. Back several weeks ago, I heard you make a comment about a man named Carl Sanders, which had been touring around the country talking about...
Yes, claiming he worked in a factory where they made implants and all kinds of stuff, and that he turned out to be a total fraud.
Well, that's what I wanted to inquire about. I checked out some of the information on some of the tapes.
I didn't say the information was false. I said he was a fraud. He never worked where he said he worked. He didn't do what he said he did.
Well, I checked with the mission board that he works with. And they said that he did work with them, and I was sort of wondering about when you did your investigation, you know, not trying to be negative about it. I just, you know.
Well, it's okay if you're negative as long as you're intelligent and you can discuss politely whatever you want to discuss. There's nothing wrong with that. We're not afraid of being contradicted or criticized. What we don't like is these little social poopy diapers that like to call in and can't put forth an intelligent conversation. That's all.
Well, it's not that. I don't have the problem that other fellow had that just called. I'd just like to know, you know, a little bit more about it, you know. I mean, you know, if he is a fraud, I have a lot of people that put a lot of trust in him, plus the mission board that he's with. And I'd like to know something about, you know, about your methods of investigation. And
it's very simple. You find out where he said he worked, when he said he worked there, call that facility. Tell them that you are the personnel director of a company where he has applied for a job, and ask them tell them that he has given them as a reference and he worked there from such and such and such and such. Can they confirm or deny it? It's very simple. Anybody can do it.
A lot of people have a lot of confidence in him that I talked to, and I just, that was my question.
Well, this is one of the problems that we have. There are a lot of people who claim to be what they're not. They may be telling you correct information, but when you look into their background, if they're not who they say they are, then something's wrong.
Okay. Well, I know he worked with the mission board they said he worked with.
I'm not talking about the mission board. I'm talking about where he said he worked with this technology. They claim they never heard of him.
Well, I never heard him say exactly where he worked.
Well, maybe you ought to ask him. We did. So go ahead and do that.
Okay, let me ask you another question.
Sure.
You always discuss, several times there you've discussed anyway, about how nice the area is where you live.
Yes.
And I live in a place on the East Coast which is terrible as far as the people and how much traffic, and all the lakes are wore out, all the trails are wore out. And I never really heard you say exactly what area around that you live there in Arizona.
It's the White Mountains.
But it sounded wonderful.
Oh, it is fantastic. One of the most beautiful places on the face of this earth.
I'd like to visit there sometime.
Well, you're always welcome, my friend.
Okay. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it more than I do, I guess, anything else that I hear.
Well, I'm flattered by that. Thank you very much.
And you keep up the good work, okay?
I shall try, although it is trying at times.
I know it is.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir.
520-337-2922 is the number. You know, just because someone isn't who they say they are doesn't mean what they're telling you is wrong. But it does mean that something is wrong there. And you have to be very careful. Remember my admonition. Listen to everybody, read everything, believe nothing until you check it yourself. You know, and even if I spouted off everything that we knew about everybody, you should not believe what I say. You should go check for yourself. If you have questions about this gentleman, you should go get a resume from him and begin checking what he says. And if you find something wrong there, then by golly, there's something wrong. And that's, you know, that's all there is to it. I'm trying to teach all of you to do your own research. And I keep hearing people, well, I work all day and I don't have time and I have a family and this and that and that. What do you think I do? Only I work about three times harder than most of you ever will. And I'm not cutting you down, but most of you go to work for 8 hours a day and that's it. I work from the time I get up until the time I go to bed, and I usually don't go to bed until about 3 in the morning, sometimes later. I get maybe 6 hours of sleep at night if I'm lucky, and sometimes not that much. The two gentlemen, the young men that work for me here with the paper, they don't work for me. Actually, they're partners. They work so hard. I gave them 49% of Veritas. They own it. Okay? They were here all day yesterday, all night last night, and Mike has been here all day today, and Bart has been packing to move out of the house where he's been living because he has to move somewhere else. He feels threatened here. We have a turncoat here who tried to destroy Bart's life, and we're trying to deal with that in the best possible way that we can. So anyway, good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. I had a question for you regarding the ground wave emergency network. This is the ultra-low frequency that's used to communicate with the submarines, as you said. You'd mentioned that they put them in different areas in the continental U.S. There's a reason for that. Actually, the low frequencies that are used, the very low frequencies, actually propagate as well through ground as they do through water. So for communicating with submarines, that, from what I know, it wouldn't be any disadvantage to have them located in the center of a landmass, although it doesn't mean that they still couldn't be used for ulterior purposes.
Well, I don't disagree with that. You may be absolutely right. But there are too many of them scattered all over the United States to be used just for communication with deep submarines. There has to be something else to these things. I don't pretend to know what it is, but I do know that their sole purpose is not just to communicate with deep submarines.
Absolutely. At one time, there were only two sites in the United States, Jim Creek, which I believe was in Washington State, another site in Minnesota, which is all they needed, since these waves travel through the world. And as you say, it looks very odd to have 20 or 30 of the devils.
Right.
There was also something a few years back on the, if you tune through shortwave, you couldn't miss it. Its vernacular term was called the woodpecker, or the Russian woodpecker. It was over the horizon radar that the Soviets had developed, supposedly to look for incoming cruise missiles and things. This is back in the 80s. However, I read some studies that are very interesting, that it seemed to be that most of the transmitters were directed into Russia. And there was some speculation that it was some sort of mind control experiment or weather modification, one or the other. And, of course, we're doing similar experience with low frequencies to modify weather. But that's something that went off the air years ago. They may be using different frequencies now, but I don't know. I had one other comment. That's regarding Mark Cornegie, Mark from Michigan.
Yes.
I heard him on a show last night along with Statinel. Sorry, he used to have that show on WWCR. The show is on 7435. It's on after midnight out of Nevada. And a very interesting admission from him. I heard him, the guest asked him, are you still a member of LDS? And as far as I know, that's Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
Yeah.
I was with them for a while, but I'm not anymore.
Yeah, another famous Mormon, and I'm not attacking the Mormon Church, but there are, and I'm not saying that being a Mormon has anything to do with Mark Cornegie, because as far as I know, he's never had anything to do with religion.
Certainly.
But another famous Mormon, Lieutenant Colonel James Bo Grice, for a long period of time, went around the country looking up identity Christian groups and racist Aryan Nations religious Christian groups, and pretended to be members of those groups and pretended to be one of them and was telling groups that he was a Christian. I remember one time when he spoke in Sedona, Arizona, he said that he didn't belong to any religion, that he had tried them all, and he hadn't found one yet that that satisfied his craving for a spiritual nourishment. And Sedona happens to be one of these New Age places where if you wanted to be politically correct, you would say something like that. The truth is, the whole time he was a member of the Mormon Church, he was lying.
Of course, he was seeing what would play best to a particular group, and that's what he became, chameleon-like.
That's right, and there's something extremely, extremely dangerous about people who do things like that.
Yes, obviously they have their own motives, and they're, not to mention they're hypocrites, but let's face it, they're taking people who will not, after they work their 8 hours, do a little research, and they lead them around by the nose. It's very simple to do.
That's
most
great.
People, as you said. I know what you're saying about people working 8 hours a day. Oh, I can't do anything. You know, I'm just one person.
Well, they can if it's got beer involved.
Absolutely.
Or sex, or dance,
do.
Or something like that, or television.
Well, I'll tell you, this comment that you made a while back that I thought was great. I almost wanted to frame it. Was it? If all you want to do is get beer, get drunk, and have sex, that's a sure route to slavery. Truer words were never said, Bill.
That's correct.
Okay, thanks very much. It's great hearing you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, folks, I believe God gave us a brain to use, not to stagnate or be manipulated by television or anything else. I just, you know, that's my opinion. You don't have to believe me if you don't want to. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
Yeah.
Last Thursday night, I believe it was, you did a program on astronomy.
Yes. Well, it wasn't astronomy. It was... And it wasn't astrology either. It was a recounting of the Illuminati's version of the Bible and the symbology, actually the origin of symbology in all religions, and the use of that by the Illuminati to direct the evolution of humankind.
Yes, it was very interesting, and something has led me to look into astronomy and the story. Are you familiar with the... same line of reasoning that Dr. Gene Scott and E. Raymond Capp put out.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't figure out what Gene Scott was up to.
Right.
And the way I found him, I was going through the channels one night when we got a satellite system, and I could pick up anything in the world, and there was Gene Scott reading from a UFO book.
Right.
And he would stop right before a strategic, suspenseful place, and he'd say, "Unless I get $200,000, we're not gonna continue."
Right.
And then he would show pictures of his horses at the racetrack that was purchased with all this money that these people were sending in, which is okay, you know, if he can get away with it, and adults are doing it of their own free will, you know, that's America. I can't complain about it, except it's very manipulative to me. So I started listening to him just to see where this guy was coming from and what he was pitching, and this guy is straight out of the mysteries. There is no doubt about it. In fact, Tom Valentine signed over all the rights to his books to Dr. Gene Scott. Did you know that?
Right, uh-huh. Yes, I followed all the pyramid studies and the astronomical thing, too, was coming. What you were reading from again, I didn't catch the program right at the start, and the exact little book or whatever you were reading from, it sounded like E. Raymond Capp almost.
No, it wasn't. I can't remember right now, and it's not within reach. But you can order the tape for $9.
Okay, great. Okay, appreciate it, Bill.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
520-337-2922 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air. Turn it off, please. Not down.
Okay. I have an offering to your listeners. I have an extensive report on 10 blinding laser weapons that the U.S. military has made or are working on. It's a free report, and I request $5 for shipping and handling. May I give my name and number for that?
Sure, but I want everybody to understand that I have not read these reports, don't know anything about them, do not vouch for them, and you order them at your own risk.
Okay. I need $5 cash and send it to Bill Mack, M-A-C-K, and that's P.O. Box 202223. There's six digits, 202223, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55420. And I've been also investigating Mr. Kornke, and a friend of mine heard him say that he was a Mormon, and I don't have anything against that per se. But
I don't either. I support anybody's right to worship at whatever altar they wish. What I don't like are liars and deceivers.
Right.
That really, really gets me going, and I'll expose them every time.
Well, would you agree that Mr. Kornke has come out with some information that has caused us all to think? Or, I mean, is that a valid supposition that if a person comes out with information and you ferret out the truth, and it, there's a lot of things that he said that were, you know, true, especially about, you know, black helicopters and the UN and all that, that he would be a valid source of info?
No one is a valid source of info until you have checked the information and verified that it is factual, true, and correct through your own investigations, including me.
Okay.
Does that illuminate you a little bit?
Yeah.
Remember, I tell you, listen to everyone, read everything, believe nothing unless you can prove it yourself with facts. Not because somebody said so, not because you read it in a book.
Right.
Just because it's in a book or a newspaper doesn't make it fact either.
All right. Well, it sounds good. Well, keep up the good work, and I enjoy listening to you every night. You come in loud and clear.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you for calling. Oh, boy. 520-337-2922 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, Bill, I've talked to you before about this, the big airplane. I caught you one time during the day. It looked like a jet. That was traveling very slowly just above the treetops. Have you heard anything about that?
No, there's lots of things that would qualify as a big airplane, and some around here.
Big as a C-140, making no sound, barely above the trees.
Nope, haven't heard of an airplane that large.
I live in very rural north.
Wait a minute. You ask me a question, then you don't let me answer.
Okay.
I haven't heard of anything that big flying barely over the trees that doesn't make any noise.
Right.
But I have seen quite a few aircraft flying just at housetop or treetop level, some around here.
Right.
And all of them that we've seen so far have belonged to the United States military. They are breaking the law when they do that.
Right.
It is against the FAA regulations. It's against the law.
It's against everything, but for some reason they're getting away with it. No matter who you call, they all deny that they belong to them. We have seen the Soviet aircraft flying higher, but within an altitude that they were easily identifiable as Soviet, or ex-Soviet, I should say, probably Russian. Who knows where they come from?
I've seen what I thought looked like spy planes with the radar sort of high. Also, the ELS, this is very rural North Carolina, we have a second tower, and I've been told by people who have cellular phones that their phones are not working any better. And just recently, we had a murder of a guy on a dairy farm, murdered a girl, 11-year-old girl, and molested her and cut a boy's throat, and they lived within a half mile of that tower.
Well, now, be very careful about the relationships and conclusions you draw. That doesn't mean anything.
Right. Okay. I was asking if, you know, if you were closer to it, could it affect you more powerfully? Or...
I have no idea, but there, from what you've told me, you have no proof, and neither does anybody else, that this
right.
guy did that because of that tower, or who knows if the tower was even broadcasting or anything. I mean, we have to be very careful about the conclusions that we draw. We can't just go around making these weird statements. That's how the New York Times can publish these stories that are, make us look like idiots.
Right.
They'll do it anyway, but we don't need to give them any more help.
Okay, I wanted to ask one other thing. You remember the miniseries America with a K?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Was it Anthony Hilder that was doing the tape on that, the tape about...
Yeah.
America. That, I have one of those tapes. I was wondering also if anyone out there has that tape on VCR. I missed all of it, but I've got one half of Anthony.
You can get it from Anthony. Call Anthony.
Okay. Do you have that number?
213-YES-FREE.
Yes, free.
Yeah, 213-YES-FREE.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bill.
You're welcome.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Thank you for calling. 520-337-2922 is the number. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, Bill.
Yeah?
I'd like to take exception to a statement you made a couple of shows ago. You said that most police officers carry a throw-down weapon.
Most of them that I've ever met will tell you that they do.
Oh, I've been a police officer for 10 years, and I've never met one that's carried one.
Well, maybe in your area that they don't. I've worked in Los Angeles. I helped train in the College of Oceaneering the whole Los Angeles bomb squad in the diving and in underwater demolitions. And we went out drinking with those guys. All of that was in my younger days when I was pretty wild and woolly and was diving and lived on the waterfront and played on the waterfront. And they told us a lot of tales, one of which is most police officers, at least in L.A. and some other places in the country where I've gotten to know police officers, carry a throwaway.
Well, I just, like I said, I can't say that what you talked to other officers was not what they told you. I just have been for 10 years, also in California, met a lot of officers in my 10 years and have never met anybody that would even think about carrying one. Again, I can't speak for somebody that's told you or a group mm-hmm. told you that in Los Angeles. I don't know how long ago that they
yeah.
told you that, but... I just would like to say that, again, in the last 10 years, being involved in this... That
there's also a distinction drawn, too. When I said that I wasn't talking about people like highway patrol officers and things like that, I was talking specifically about police officers, and the ones that I've talked to, and maybe I shouldn't have been so general, were all working in high-crime areas. And they said they wouldn't hesitate, because otherwise, sooner or later... They told me, and I don't believe it has to be that way. I think it's a crock of crap. They told me that they would end up in jail.
Well, that's interesting. Like I said, and I appreciate your saying that, I took exception to you saying most police officers, there may have been an isolated group of the most that you had met in a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I agree with you. There's no exception. There's no excuse for that at all. That's a bad group of officers if they... had told you that.
Well, if you've studied the Los Angeles Police Department at all, you know that that's always been an awful lot of problems with that police department. At one time, they were running an assassination squad out of the intelligence unit.
Well, they have an interesting history, but again, I don't want to take up the whole show for the whole thing. I agree with a lot of what you said. It's interesting to listen to you, but I just...
I'll retract that statement because I can see where maybe I shouldn't have said it. I will make this qualification. Most of the officers that I've ever known in my life that have been sat down and become friends with me and could talk to with me freely have told me that they carry a throwaway, and most of the officers that they know carry one. So let me qualify it that way. Does that help?
That would help a lot. Boy, I'd sure like to sit down and make friends and talk with you, but maybe someday.
Yeah, always
welcome. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, folks, you know, I'm human. Sometimes I say something that's out of line, and if I do, and if I recognize it or you bring it to my attention, I'll correct it. And if I make some factual statement that's wrong, and you can prove it, not allege it like some people. Some people will call and start screaming in the phone and they're all this stuff. And I say, well, if you can prove it to me, I'll retract it on the air. But they don't want to prove it. They just want to allege it. They say so, so I'm supposed to do it. And that's not the way it goes, folks. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hi.
Dave calling from Missouri. I was wondering if you could help me out on a couple of things.
Depends.
Just a couple of quick questions. A few months ago, you had said something about Tom Valentine making a statement in a book that...
the book from Barnes & Noble. In fact, they have it in their mail order catalog. It's called 5-5-2000 Ice, the Ultimate Disaster. There's a long interview in that book conducted by Richard Noon of Tom Valentine.
5-5-2000
Ice, the Ultimate Disaster by Richard K. Noon.
Okay.
What Tom Valentine has to say in that book is... it's amazing.
Well, I do listen to him every now and then. Like a lot of other shows, you can glean certain pieces of information, but I have heard him say a few contradictory things, and I find that interesting. One more quick question. This is kind of a frivolous one, but every now and then for break music, you play a piece of music. It's kind of got a rhythmic boogie beat to it, and you hear George Bush saying a New World Order, and then you hear the Sig Heil.
Call 213-YES-FREE.
And talk to Anthony.
Yes.
Okay. What's the name of that song?
Just talk, describe what you just described to me, and he'll tell you how to get it.
Okay.
I don't know what the name of it is.
Okay, maybe it doesn't have a name, but it's interesting.
Yeah, I think it's excellent. In fact, it tells the tale as far as I'm concerned.
One more quick thing. I read your book about 3 years ago, and I was familiar with a lot of the stuff that you were talking about in the book, but I thought it was pretty far out at the time that I read it. But over the years, I've kind of found that I have a lot more faith in what is in that book because I have gone to the library and done a certain amount of research.
Not only that, but most of the things that I said would happen have indeed come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Including the most recent one, patriots would be said to be suffering from some kind of mental illness.
Well, I've only been listening to you for about 4 months since I got a shortwave. And I found it interesting the night you said, and you said it again tonight, about the thing of listening to everything, reading everything, and dividing it up into three categories, you know, what you can confirm, what you can't confirm, and what is still a mystery. And I thought, well, that's interesting because that's kind of what I do. And, you know, a lot of the things I hear you say, I do go down to the library and check it out. And it's very fascinating what you can find at your local library.
Do I generally check out?
You generally check out.
Good.
And the library on evenings and weekends is a very nice place to go to. It's very quiet. There's plenty of parking and it's air-conditioned. And like I said, it's just amazing what you can find down there.
Yeah.
So more people ought to go.
You're absolutely correct.
Thanks, Mr. Cooper.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
And if you can get to a federal repository library, oh boy, can you go nuts. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Come, let's go. Stroll across the floor. Come, let's go. Stroll across the floor.
Well, well, folks, Veritas is out. Came off the presses today. This is probably the most impacting, most historic newspaper that's ever been published in the United States of America. When this hits the desk of everybody in Washington, D.C., and it's hand-delivered to each desk in Washington, D.C. at our expense, it's going to peel the paint right off the walls. Nobody has had the guts to do anything like this ever. And there's not a congressman or a senator in Washington, D.C. that has the to stand up and take action on this. But once everybody has read it, once you've all read it, and you start calling and you begin to understand what money really is and what's happened to our money and what's happened to our country and what makes us sick, then maybe someone will begin to get the guts to do something about it. Once you read this issue of Veritas, you're going to understand money, finally, for the first time in your life. I don't care how many books you read. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're an economist, a CPA, or what. I'm telling you right now, you've never understood the economy or money in your life until you read this issue of Veritas. Now, it's too late to get this issue by subscribing, but you can get the next issue and the ones following by subscribing. If you want a copy of this issue, you better send $5 right now, because that's what it'll cost you postpaid sent by the mail. $5. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't subscribed or you haven't sent for this, if you ever see this in the hands of somebody else and get a chance to read it, you're going to kick yourself over and over and over and over and over again, probably for the rest of your life. This is going to sell out quick. And we know that it's going to sell out quick. So we printed twice as many copies as we normally do to make sure that everybody has a chance to get one. But they're going to run out. I'll bet you within 2 weeks, every single copy is gone. I'll make that bet right here, hands down, flat. And you're also going to get a very special offer from Swiss America Trading, who have placed a full-page ad in here. And if you want to get a jump on that, call Swiss America Trading, tell them the paper Veritas is out, and you want the first-hand information on what their ad is, what their special offer is, so that you can get a chance at it before they run out. And they might, because what they're offering is rare at a very low price. So call 1-800-289-2646 and do that. You better start watching your mail for Veritas, because they're all going in the mail tomorrow. And also start watching and demanding that your local newspaper sellers carry Veritas. Demand that they carry it. Go to them. Even if you subscribe, help us get this paper out. Show it to the person who runs the stand or the bookstore or wherever you buy your papers and tell them, man, you've got to get this. You've got to carry this. This is the hottest newspaper in the country today. Do that. But tonight, call 1-800-289-2646. Ask about the special that they have, full page ad of Veritas. Tell them you want to get in on the ground floor before all of those coins disappear. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now, folks. You know how you tend to procrastinate. We all do.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
I really enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I've been following this New World Order theory for about a year and a half now, and there are two holes in it that I've thought of that no one's really been able to explain to me, and maybe I've been misguided in my thinking, but I was wondering if I could speak with them to you tonight.
Certainly. Go ahead.
I've heard many people say that the idealists and the socialists want to undermine the sovereignty of the United States, and one of the planks of that is to disarm Americans. And I was wondering, if that is the case, why is the former Soviet Union and China sending so many SKS rifles over here? just about anybody can own one. And if you think the socialists would want to undermine our ability to defend ourselves, they certainly wouldn't be sending us, you know, cheap but certainly decent weapons. And I was wondering if you could speak to that issue.
Yes, right. It's very simple. Anyone who studies Karl Marx or the method that socialists use to come to power, what is that method?
Well, you could cause internal upheavals within the country.
Nope, there's one word. Very simple. Revolution.
Okay.
Revolution. Revolution. Every instance they've ever come to power, it's been through an armed uprising of the people. Revolution. 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 That's why I tell patriots, that's why I tell people, whoever fires the first shot loses. They want a civil war in this country. They want us to rise up and start a war. Then they can justify eliminating those who would maintain liberty and bringing about their socialist one-world government. It's very simple, and most intelligent patriots are on to this.
Okay, so are you saying that a few misguided patriots or so-called patriots may be a little bit...
may fall right into the trap, and that may be the true purpose of some of these people who are urging armed rebellion against the government.
I understand. Okay, the other issue is...
See, my urging has always been, don't do anything unless you are attacked first and then use the militia as defense and to maintain social and military control of your local area in case societal order breaks down.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that point of view also. The other issue is, it seems that the most prosperous nations in this country... are the ones that made the bankers rich and many of the idealists rich. So why would they kill the goose that laid the golden egg by destroying capitalism and trying to have a socialist world order?
Well, you're confusing socialism with communism. Socialism is very much what Hitler had in Germany. It's sort of a marriage between the corporation and the state.
Okay.
And the capitalists make out. It's just that the state has a certain control over what they do. They still get to own and keep and control their capital goods, but the state could tell them where their market is, how much production they have to make, and what their price is going to be. It's also the very best way to control the masses, who become dependent upon the social order, and the state becomes their daddy. They revert to a status of children. And so it's very hard to break somebody of that dependency. So once socialism takes hold, it's almost impossible to wean the children back into becoming adults and being responsible and living in liberty. That's, if you don't believe me, go to the Soviet, what used to be the Soviet Union right now. They're screaming to have communism back because now they have to really do something to survive, and they never had to do that before.
Oh, no, I certainly agree with the premise. You can see that in our own country when... The minute any politician suggests that we cut benefits that we're doling out to people on welfare, you instantly have thousands of people rallying in Washington.
That's right.
They've become dependent on the government.
That's right.
So
government spends too much. Gotta cut down the military. Gotta close a lot of these bases.
Oh, well, we're going to do that, sir. We're going to close this base right here in this town.
What? You traitor! Don't you dare close that base! If you close that base, I'll never vote for you again.
Right, right.
That's the way it goes.
Okay, well, hey, I appreciate your time, and I enjoy your show once again.
Thank you for calling.
All right, goodbye.
Your comments were very good, and your questions were very good. 520-337-2922. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. How are you this evening? This is Chris in Norman. I have a couple of questions for you, and I hope you don't think they're kind of fiddling or anything, but I'm trying to figure out, well, do you know anything about the Dave Hinkson show? I mean, I don't want you to, like...
I never even heard of it.
Okay. I know it's carried on WWCR on a different frequency.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about the show that follows mine?
Yeah.
I listened to it one night. I thought it was very good.
Okay.
I've only heard it one time, though.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to figure out, you know.
And apparently he's a friend of Lou Upton in Las Vegas, and when I was in Vegas and I was a guest on Lou Upton's show over this last 4th of July holiday, Lou was going to take me out there to meet the guy and see his studio. Everything's computerized, and I really wanted to see it, but I didn't get a chance to go.
Okay. I know he gives, well, I wouldn't say he gives legal advice. He gives it, you know, couches it in the form of, if I was in your shoes, this is what I would do. And he seems to have his constitution down, but...
I'll tell you, well, the way people turn against you in this day and age, for the slightest reason, and the way that people are so willing to sue you for the slightest reason, it's just not wise to give anybody any advice at all that if they take it might cause them to lose something or get in trouble or something like that. Because they'll blame you, even though they're the ones that are ultimately responsible.
Oh,
they're going
to
blame you.
I agree. Well, we're getting to the point anymore to where nothing is anybody's fault. It's always somebody else's fault.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I hear that every single day.
And to a point...
Not my fault.
Well, and to a point, they're in a way, they're right, but they're not quite getting the point. I mean, society has, for the last generation or two, people have gotten lazy, and they've learned it from their parents and from the society. And now we get to the point, they're talking about the 20-something generation. We get all these people who, they don't know how to think for themselves.
Yeah.
They don't even know where to begin to start asking the right questions.
That's right.
And I don't know, you know, it's hard for me to condemn them, but I mean, what do you do? I can think of is to try your best to help people learn how to learn for themselves.
Oh, be careful.
Be careful
when you try to help somebody, because often they'll turn around and cut your head off for that too.
But you know what I mean. I mean, if somebody, there's a piece of folk wisdom that goes, if you give a man a fish, you'll feed him for a day. I mean, if you teach a man to fish, you know.
Yeah, but make sure you're dealing with a man.
Yeah.
That understands responsibility.
Well, sure. Some people don't. You can give them everything they need to survive, and they'll never learn rationality. But
yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I was just
wondering if you'd heard anything about.
Excuse me. Every once in a while, you gotta let me talk. All through this conversation, every time I open my mouth, you just talk right over me, and I really don't care for that. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm just kind of nervous.
Yeah, don't be nervous. I'm not going to bite you. You know, as long as you're intelligent and you're polite, you can say anything you want on this show. I don't care what it is.
As long as it's polite.
Okay, as long as it's polite and as long as it's intelligent, you know, anything goes.
Well, I would say that I was lucky to find your show on the radio. I've been listening for about 6 months now. And before that, I had an idea that something was wrong, but I wasn't sure exactly what. And I got into the shortwave thing just as a hobby, and I started listening to your show, and you were the most rational person I've ever heard on the air talking about these things. And I started going to the library and looking some of this stuff up, and it's frightening.
Does it check out?
Everything I've looked up so far does. I've done a lot of research on the UN Charter and their Declaration on the Human Rights, and that document is just so contradictory, it's unbelievable. I mean, you have one right granted here and then another right granted toward the back, that in order to have that right, you'd have to wipe out the first right.
There you go, and they're not rights anyway, they're privileges.
No, they're privileges.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I'm just now getting into this like hardcore, and it's
scary,
frightening.
Yeah, it's frightening.
It's frightening, and it's angry. I mean, it makes me angry because the thing that goes through our mind is, why can't they just leave people alone? I mean, they've already. I mean,
I've been asking myself.
They've got. I mean, they've got everything. I mean, they've got all this money and all this power. They can. It's wrong for them to play little games in the first place, but for them, why would they want to go beyond the little games they're playing? I mean, it's
well, you got to ask them.
I guess, you know, and I'm noticing that they are definitely on some kind of timetable.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
I think their big thing is...
Excuse me.
Don't
stop. Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Boy, you just like to hog that time, don't you?
Sorry.
They do have a timetable.
Yeah.
The year 2000 or very shortly thereafter. It was initially the year 2000. I think they've been set back to at least 2002 and possibly later than that. And I don't think they're going to make it anyway. I don't think they're ever going to get the arms out of the American people's hands. Thank you for calling.
Sure. Bye-bye.
520-337-2922 is the number. And good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, howdy.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was on here. What I wanted to talk about, my name is Larry. I'm from Wisconsin. And I started listening to you about 3 months ago. And I like what I hear. And I just wanted to express an opinion. It's like, I'm fearful. Like, I sent for the Veritas, and I'm fearful of giving my name and address because I think it'll wind up somewhere.
Listen to this very carefully. It's the New World Order. Are you one of them?
No.
Then you're one of us, aren't you?
Correct.
Then you're already on the list, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's what my friend that turned me into this station told me. But
it's the truth. In fact, we're going to have T-shirts made up. It's going to say us and them. We'll all wear the T-shirts that say us, and you can send the one that says them to your favorite them. How does that sound? Then everybody in the country will be able to tell who's who very, very quickly.
That's great.
It's not my idea. Somebody else thought it up. I can't remember who, but I can't take credit for it.
I just have an intense fear of the government.
Don't be afraid. That's how they control you. That's the only weapon that they really have is your fear of them. And it's not government anyway. Our constitutional Republican form of government works really well. It is the subversives who have infiltrated and taken over our government and are not operating a constitutional Republican form of government.
I stand corrected because it does seem right, what you're saying. It does seem right. Let me say the present government, which isn't what it should be.
Yeah.
Okay. I was at a gun show in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and I had strangers walking up to me asking me what's in my bag and stuff. And I was just,
tell them it's none of their business and to leave you alone.
I did.
Good for you.
I
don't be afraid of them.
I went home.
They're probably jackbooted Nazi Gestapo thugs from the VATF practicing unconstitutional attempts at search and seizure.
That's correct. And what I had purchased was books, and I had a great fear driving home, and now I worry in my home.
Well, don't do that. If you're going to give in to fear, then you're already beat. You're already a slave. And I hate to say that, and somebody's going to call and say, well, you shouldn't have said that to him because he needs tender, loving care. And I don't believe that. I believe that you have to learn not to be afraid of these people and stand up and confront them a couple of times and win a couple of times. You won't be afraid anymore.
No, I called to hear what you had to say, not what I wanted you to say. So,
well, I know that. But,
yeah.
But I was talking about somebody else who's going to call later and complain about how I treated you because you were afraid. And somebody will. They always do.
I see. And,
but see, I don't think you're a baby, and I won't treat you like one. I think you're a man. I think you're an American. I think you're trying to do what's right. And I'll treat you like a man and an American, and I'll tell you the truth.
Okay, I appreciate that. Let me ask you this. I heard this thing about them using cards for everyone, and it was suggested that people become different people, have different identities for the time when the government pushes upon us, carry a little card or a chip that'll have everything about you and money will be on this card, etc.
They're already starting that. They've already done it with the military. They're doing it with driver's license in some states. They want to have a national ID card. They're pressing for it in California with the excuse that they want to make sure that employers don't employ illegal aliens. So anyway, thanks for calling.
The possibly legitimate fear of that. You know,
it's not a fear. Just refuse to take it.
I
I don't have a Social Security number. I don't deal with these people. I don't deal with them, period. I'm not in their system. I don't care about their system. They can't intimidate me. I'm not afraid. And if they come and kill me, what are they going to do? They're going to create a martyr around which a devastating political movement will grow, and I will get to go to the other side finally and solve the great mystery that everybody wonders about for their whole life.
I admire that stand. Let me ask one more question. On vacation, previous to you leaving, you mentioned that not to be home.
On any major holiday. I've said it over and over and over and over again. Thanks for calling, and I'll talk about that off the air, or off the phone. Socialists and socialism has traditionally attacked its enemies in the dead of night on major holidays when you're full of a feast, a big meal like a turkey or a ham dinner or a steak or something, and you've had a few drinks and you've been partying and playing baseball and you've run yourself ragged and you're exhausted and you're asleep in the dead of night, that's when the doors come crashing down. If you don't believe me, study communism, study socialism, study when they've made their major pogroms and rounded up their major enemies, and they always strike at the leaders first. So it is not cowardice. It is the duty of every patriot leader to be someplace where they will never expect you to be on any major holiday. So, I hope that explains it. It is your duty. Leaders must be leaders. And if you have been rounded up and you're in prison, you cannot lead anybody. Militias, patriots, you must protect your leaders at all costs, under all circumstances. If you find yourself leaderless, well, if you have any intelligence, you know what results with no leaders. Good night, everybody, and God bless you all.
Ba 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 ba.
Boy, I miscued that. That's not the one I wanted to take you out with at all. So if you'll just hang on for just a split second here, I'll cue the other one up and we'll get it going and everything will just be hunky-dory. Sorry about that. Trying to save this country, and that guy, all he cared about was little poopy diapers. You little poopy diapers. Help save this country and do a young person a great favor, buy them a shortwave radio and turn them on to the hour of the time. Do it tomorrow.
vicious thing. Gonna keep the vampires the way you're there.
And this one, baby, is for only you.